Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
At this time last year, Republican delegate Greg Habib of Salem was asking voters for another 2-year term. Now, less than a year later, he's calling it quits. That could give Democrats an opportunity to pick up a seat and force a power-sharing agreement in the House. But Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University says, don't hold your breath.
There's a possibility that a blue wave could make a Republican win smaller than it historically is in this district, but I'm just not sure there are enough Democratic voters in the 8th to make the blue wave big enough.
Democrats are hoping that the Republican House Speaker will call for a special election in November, when voters will be going to the polls in the general election. But Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington suspects Republicans will probably want it to be sooner than that to avoid the wave of Democratic voters.
In the anti-Trump environment where Democratic candidates have been overperforming everywhere, it wouldn't surprise me at all if this election were held on a day other than November 6.
Donald Trump won this district with 62% of the vote, which makes it one of the most reliably Republican strongholds in Virginia. I'm Michael Pope.